Hello, hello, and welcome to Shorts. Okay, we're doing a Shorts. It's been a while. Crazy week. I might catch you up on some of it. We have already recorded the show that's going to happen this weekend. It is basically a two-hour short with a guest. I'm still calling it a short, but the audience spoke and said, no, that's a show. Okay. So it's a show. It's a good one. Matt and I had a good discussion over three topics, three articles. We're going to do this one. It seems pretty timely. Most evangelical pastors say sports betting is morally wrong. Survey reveals ahead of the Super Bowl. I'm going to try to read some of this. This is not going to be easy for me, but let's try. Despite its legalization in many states, most evangelical pastors in the U.S. are opposed to sports betting, viewing the practice as morally wrong, according to a study by Lifeway Research released ahead of the Super Bowl. Right, okay. So first of all, I just recommend that more people stop giving a damn about what Christians think is morally wrong. Don't care. I don't care what your pastor thinks is morally wrong. I don't care what your God thinks is morally wrong. I don't care. If you think that I, famed for not having a worldview and believing in more of a subjective style of morality, if you believe that I don't have the basis for determining what is or isn't moral, the church has even less of a basis. I will defend that any day. So, yeah, you should really quit giving a damn about what a God who thinks that murdering nursing infants, specifically giving orders to their soldiers to murder nursing infants, that God doesn't get a say in what's morally wrong. And the people who support that God, as far as I'm concerned, don't get a say in what's morally wrong. Because no matter how far astray from sanity I go, I'm never going to support anything like that. The survey, comprised of 1,004 Protestant pastors and conducted August 29th through September 20th, 2023, found that a mere 13% of pastors support the nationwide legalization of sports betting, while a substantial majority consider the practice morally objectionable. Now, I left out a number because it gives a percentage of those who consider the practice morally objectionable. And understand that this question is only regarding whether it should be legalized nationwide, as it is in many states, not whether it's actually morally wrong. So try not to get these two things mixed up. There are a lot of things that you might think shouldn't be universally legalized that you also don't think are morally wrong. All right, so two different questions. And I think that it's mixing these two questions together here, and it's very, very misleading. A mere 13% of pastors support nationwide legalization of sports betting. So then the opposite of that would be something close to 87% of pastors who are against it. But it doesn't say that because it's mixing two different categories. Christians and statistics always read the fine print. Just read any print because they don't seem to. And so it goes in to say the percentage of people who consider the practice morally objectionable. And it says a substantial majority consider the practice morally objectionable, sports betting. What do you think that number is? What do you think a substantial majority is to these people? Here's the number. 55%. That's what they call a substantial majority. Margin of error stuff. We're talking about half the pastors believe it's okay, half pastors don't believe it's okay. But they have to mix categories so that you get a small number that looks like for pastors who are for. And then they use a superlative substantial majority and then jump to a whole different category for pastors who are against. And yet when you look at the numbers, it's about 50-50. That's what it is. So it is clearly not a settled issue. Not a settled issue at all. Anything can happen in sports, and many Americans want the same allure of an unexpected win in sports to translate into an unexpected financial windfall, said Scott McConnell, executive director of Lifeway Research. Most pastors see moral hazards in sports betting and believe American society would be better off without it. Okay, it's about half, folks. So let's not overstate it. The study found that ethical and religious arguments form the core of pastoral opposition, and evangelical pastors, 62%, are more likely than mainline pastors, 50%, to see sports gambling as morally wrong. Did you see that? Baptist, 65%, and non-denominational pastors, which are almost always crazy fundies, 63%, are more likely than those at Lutheran, 42%, Presbyterian, Reformed churches, 46%, to agree that it's wrong. Yeah, I want to get into the religious arguments. Let's see if we can find some. Miles Mullen, Vice President of Chief of Staff of the Southern Baptist Convention, the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. What could possibly go wrong with something like that? Noted that gambling is not explicitly condemned in the Bible. Okay, hang on. If the Bible doesn't condemn it, how about you shut the fuck up? There's a thought. It used to be that Christians really favored this slogan, "We will speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent." But the real truth is, we'll be silent no longer if the Bible is silent about things that we care about. So we'll speak on it, even if the Bible is silent about things that we care about. Okay, however, he said, scriptures advocate for prudent financial stewardship and warns against the broader social repercussions of sin, which gambling could exacerbate. Okay, slippery slope. The Bible gives you many principles that warn against the slippery slope of gambling, even though it never warns against gambling. This is what they're saying. This is part of the problem with using the Bible as any kind of moral guide for anything. There are so many things that are relevant to our culture that it does not talk about. And so what you end up with are people kind of plowing through the pages looking for biblical principles. And the thing about biblical principles is you can mix and match them in such a way so that everything is wrong. Everything is a sin. Anything is a sin. Whatever you want, whatever your pet peeve of the day, that can be a sin. And you can find the right combination of biblical principles to support it. You should not care. But he goes on. While the Bible does not explicitly say, thou shalt not gamble, and once again, it doesn't, so shut the fuck up. Thou shalt not gamble. Biblical principles regarding work and wealth indicate that gambling is unwise, he said. Hang on. Biblical principles of work and wealth. This sounds... I hate to go there. This sounds like upper middle class white evangelicals speaking down to lower class black non-evangelical poor people. this is really what it sounds like. Whenever I hear one of these guys talk about work, it's hard work. Pull yourselves up by your bootstraps, which is hard to do when you don't have boots. Yeah, hard work. It's all about work. Bible supports work. There's another line here that I want to get to here, but I just work and wealth. He doesn't mention any Bible verses in particular, but if you kind of put his quote unquote Bible principles together, I think what he's saying here is you're supposed to work hard for the money. You're not supposed to get it easy with gambling. Have you heard of investing, sir? Have you heard of investing? Do you know the Bible's position on investing? Well, it just depends. It really all depends. If you're the rich guy, for instance, who worked well and your crops treated you well and you've now got enough saved up so that you can retire, then you're a fool and God will kill you. On the other hand, Jesus gives parables and stories that seem to speak favorably of investing. You know, like the people who were given the talents, the coins, the certain amount of money, and the one who didn't invest it, he was stripped of his coin and thrown into prison, something like that. And the ones who invested and got more money for their coins were rewarded. They didn't work for that money. They invested. Please don't start writing me nasty grams about the difference between investing and gambling. I've written for more business papers than you have on this. I know the difference between investing and gambling, all right? But there are some principles here where they are very, very similar. And I'm going to oversimplify it and break it down this way. Investing is when you bet on the future based on data. And gambling is when you bet on the future based on luck. Okay, that's an oversimplification, but it's not too bad. The Bible doesn't seem to be against investing, which in and of itself is a practice of multiplying your money by means of not working. Have you ever read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Okay. That's what we're looking at. So, you know, the biblical principles. I mean, when white people don't want to work hard for the money, they invest. When poor people don't want to work hard for the money, they gamble. I've just lived in this space for a long time, and the cultural overtones are hard to hear, especially from Southern Baptists, because I've heard the full sermon here. I know where that goes. Okay, let's just come down here. We're almost done. I just want to get another quote here. In a 2020 op-ed for the Christian Post, 2020, that was COVID year. A lot of people doing scratch-offs. 2020 op-ed for Christian Post, Pastor Mark Creech contended that gambling offers a form of worship. Let me stop you right there, because whenever Christians don't like something that someone else is doing, they call it worship. You're worshiping a false god. You should just stop listening at that point. I know. You shouldn't have started listening. You should never listen to these people with regard to morality. But okay. It's a form of worship centered around the deity of Lady Luck. It's a god, you see. Replacing trust in God with a devotion to money and covetousness. What bullshit. What absolute, utter bullshit. You see, because if you want your money to work for you and you want to put in less sweat equity, you're investing and God is pleased. But if you want to put it on red, you're replacing trust in God with devotion to money and covetousness, which is equated to idolatry. Yeah. All right. I'm going to stop there. Okay, actually, one more. What kind of religion takes more from its adherents than it gives? A counterfeit religion, a devilish one, a misguided faith, he wrote. Don't be deceived. Gambling serves as an evil substitute for religion. So this paragraph has it all. I mean, we get the devil in this paragraph, which is pretty harsh language for a topic that the Bible doesn't condemn. Their words. And it's a substitute for religion. I know many Christians who gamble. They're very, very religious. This is bullshit. But it's the kind of language that Christians use when they want to talk down to someone else who's doing something that they don't like. The thing that I wanted to say about this other paragraph, when I said this was it, but it turned out that it wasn't. This whole idea about worshiping Lady Luck, which is just patently untrue. I want to go back to investing. The difference between investing and gambling. Investing is betting on the future based on data, but it's still a bet because we don't know the future. And it seems like attempts to know the future would also be a form of idolatry and divination. Now, divination is specifically spoken against in the Bible. But investors are betting on properly divining the future with data. Hold that thought, and let's compare it to the next one. Do you know who predicts the future even better than the stock market? You ready for this? Sports books. That's right. These guys are scary accurate. They're scary, scary good at predicting the future. Just look at college football in America. I mean actual football. I don't mean footy, the lesser football. Just look at college football. You've got something like 137 teams in the NCAA. And they get ranked from 1 to 137, you know, or 1 through 25. I think the others still get ranked, but we usually hear about the top 25. It's remarkable how well those rankings that happen before the season even starts pan out at the end of the season. They are very, very good at predicting the top 10, the top 5, the number 1 team. In fact, they're so good at it that that's boring. They can predict the score of the games. Now, based on data, lots and lots of data. They can predict the score with scary accuracy. I've been watching this over the years. I'm not a sports bettor. I don't bet on sports. I don't bet on anything. But still, it's fascinating. They are very good. They are predicting the future based on data. But if a poor person puts a C note on the Chiefs, they're gambling. But if a rich person puts a C note on Apple, they're investing. With all due respect, Christians who think that gambling is a sin, you 55% of pastors, fuck you. Okay, that's enough for today. Hey, you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.